Thank you so much also for the times of worship, the first things, and starting with songs. You know, this morning
I couldn't even sing. We were talking about the good God that we serve. And I was just struck as I look around at God's people living in the world on mission in our businesses. And we know that no matter what happens, whether our businesses thrive or they fail, we serve a God of resurrection, a God of new life, a God of new beginnings. And we're all entrepreneurs here. We're going to do something next, right? And God will be with us. And I just couldn't even sing because I was just standing surrounded by the people of God, knowing that God is good. So thank you for bringing that. Man, I just can't even. It's been good. So as I stand here at the end, I just have to think, like, what more could I possibly add? I mean, we've wrestled with our vocation and who we are and what God's calling us to. You know, Merlin challenged us to repent, to submit our lives fully to the Holy Spirit and to let the Spirit lead us where we're going. You know, Steve Brenneman talked about his personal story and how God has blessed him with businesses of success, and also with businesses that have failed, and what he was learned from that he would not have as part of his experience had he not gone through that crisis. Ben and Risa, you challenged us this morning with this beautiful picture of what mission looks like in a family and in a business when times are not as they should be. And you made the most of it, and probably more than the most of it. You challenge all of us, how do we live this out? And then that's followed up with beautiful stories of the people who are committing their lives to the story of God and taking that good news to the far ends of the earth, to new peoples, to new languages, to new cultures, to places that would be challenging to live. And so here we are at the end. And one of the things that I think about, especially with the stories of these people who have committed their lives to go somewhere else, what are they doing when they get over there? They're starting a new business. They're getting some employees. They're getting to know people. How many of us have a business, have employees, already know some people who don't know the Lord? We don't even have to go to Africa. We just get to go home, right? We're in this together, whether we're near or far. And it's a privilege to be a part of a people that see these things, that have committed their lives to these things, that come to be refreshed and renewed and challenged to continue to live that out. So here we are at the end of an amazing couple of days. And again, I just want to say thank you so much for the opportunity to speak here. I knew nothing of Boost before this invitation. And again, I'm just honored to be here and so thankful that I stuck around to participate and not just show up to talk. So thank you so much. I've learned so much. It's been so good. You know, it's probably not a coincidence that it's right at the end of Jesus' life, right at the end of it, well, not at the end of his life, at the end of Matthew, after his resurrection, after his life had ended and he came back. It's the last words of Matthew where he gives the Great Commission, words that I'm sure we've all heard over and over again, but I want to read them again. Jesus says these things, and again, this is the importance. This is the very last thing, his last opportunity face-to-face with his followers who had been with him. And this is what he found the most important to say to them. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. You know, the last 2 days after I talked, I spent a little bit of time thinking about the story that I shared where I was judgmental of the business community when I was a pastor. And I had to ask myself, why? Why was I that way? What taught me that? What training in my journey led me to that? And as I thought about it, there was a number of I mean, there's a number of things that come up. A lot of it, though, is probably just subconscious little things that happen. And one of the things that I think was that our churches, in many ways, failed us. And I'm not going to be judgmental of the churches now. I don't want to just flip-flop it. But they failed us. And it's not that they did this intentionally, right? The way that they failed us as a business community and as people here is what was not said versus what was said. So I remember growing up, the pastors at our church, we would often have missionaries come and visit. We would bring them forward, we would pray for them, we would take love offerings for them, we would tell all the stories about how God was working through them. And then when we were fortunate enough to have people from within our congregation that were gonna go do some sort of service, whether it was the youth group or older people serving with Mennonite Mission Network for a period of time, or people doing a one-year service after college, or a three-year stint with Mennonite Central Committee or some other service agency, what would we do? We would bring them up. We would commission them. We would pray for them. We would celebrate them. None of this is bad. This is fantastic. But did we ever do that for the people who were doing that every day in and around us? And we didn't. Which is why one of the most memorable Sundays at the church that I currently attend, it'll just stick with me forever. It was a mission Sunday. So at the church that I'm at right now, once a year, which is probably problematic, but once a year, we have Mission Sunday, where we celebrate mission going out in some way. Sometimes one year we focus on local agencies and what's happened. Another year we focus on international agencies and what they're doing. And, you know, we usually have a guest speaker, and it's usually somebody who's involved in one of those agencies that we're supporting. And then that Sunday, the entire offering that we collect goes to support mission agencies. It's a really good thing. But one Sunday we kind of flipped it. We still had our like mission fair and did all of that. But instead of having a guest speaker, we didn't. And what we did was we commissioned our entire congregation in different categories to be on mission where they were at. And I don't remember the category specifically, but we did, you know, teachers and educators, people in the healthcare system, people in business and industry, no matter what their role in that organization. Stay-at-home moms and people who are retired and no longer in the workforce. We came up with categories so that every single person in the congregation would be commissioned to be on mission for God. So today, at the end, I want to do something for all of you. Now, I want to ask a favor. I'm going to put some of you guys on the spot. How many of you are pastors here? Please raise your hand. Can I get you to help me out? What I want us to do as pastors is to be our pastor role, just like we would in our congregation. I'm sure some of you have other organizations and stuff, but help me out here. Please come up. We're going to make some space. I want to pull this back. You pastors, come help me here. We're going to need a lot of space, because all the rest of you, I need you now to come, and I want you to gather right here in the middle. Each of the pastors get those. So everybody come in, crowd in here, get nice and warm and tight, just like we would at church. We're all people of God, all one church congregation here. So I've got eight of these. You might have to stand. I wasn't sure how many pastors we had. So I want each of our pastors kind of gather around, stand next to somebody if you don't have this. And these are the words of commissioning right out of the hymnal that we use at our church anytime we're commissioning somebody to send out. I modified it just a bit. You might catch some of this. And so I want you guys to hear these words today. God's Spirit calls, the church commissions, and you all, the servants of Christ, do your business throughout the world. Join me, pastors. We join with you in seeking first the reign of God, We bless your service as a part of the church's witness, and we pledge our prayers of support for your ministry through your work. We trust the Holy Spirit's work within you as you serve. May you see the face of God in every person you meet. May you be given a deep love for your co-workers and employees, your vendors and your customers. And may your words and deeds reflect the grace, peace, and love of Christ. Now that you are all commissioned, may you go out on mission for our Lord. Blessings as you go home.